Most mornings, before anyone else in my house is awake, I make coffee, open my laptop, and flip through my own business like a newspaper somebody else wrote and printed overnight. Blog posts, published, a podcast episode, out. Social posts, queued and already going. The newsletter, drafted and waiting on my eyes. I look through it, I nod at most of it, I flag a thing or two, and I close the laptop. Start to finish, about 20 minutes, and then I go to my other job, the one with the quota and the calendar full of meetings and the travel, the one that has nothing to do with anything I just read. Two businesses ran while I slept. Only one of them needs me for the next 9 hours. I run Seed and Society. Everything you're hearing right now and more than 100 other pieces of content a week on about 5 hours. Not 5 hours a day. 5 hours a week. And today I want to give you the honest version of how, not the highlight reel, because the honest version is the only one that's any use to you. And because I think you'll see more of your own life in it than you expect. Hope your day is treating you well. I'm Makeda Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automation, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. So let me put my real life on the table, because I'm not going to sit here and pretend I do this from a hammock with nothing else going on. I have a demanding full-time career. I spend my days helping large government agencies adopt AI. I carry a seven-figure sales quota, and that work comes with the travel and the back-to-back meetings you'd imagine. Call it 40 hours of my week. Spoken for before Seed in Society gets a single minute. I'm telling you that on purpose. Because most people teaching you about building something with AI are conveniently vague about what else fills their day. I'd rather you know, because it's the most important fact in this whole episode. I'm not building this in the wide open calendar of someone with nothing but time. I'm building it in the margins of a life that's already full. If it only worked for people with empty schedules, it would be useless to you. And honestly, it would be useless to me. Here's the reframe, and it's the one your work ethic will fight hardest. You were taught that hours in equals results out, because for your whole career, your labor was the only engine your business had. Every result traced back to an hour of you. So a second thing of your own on top of a full life was just mathematically impossible. Where would the hours come from? They wouldn't. That equation is exactly why so many capable people with a real idea never begin. They do the math on the hours, and the math says no, the equation changed. When a workforce produces without your hours, your 5 hours stop being the fuel and start being the steering. And a steering wheel does not need 40 hours. It needs a clear hand, briefly, regularly. So here's what my 5 hours actually look like. No mystery and no rounding in my own favor. Most days, about 30 minutes, early in the morning or later in the evening, in the cracks around the day job and the kids. Two things happen in that half hour. I read what my AI employees shipped, the way I described at the top, and I approve, redirect, or flag. And I show up as a human where humans belong. I engage on social. I reply to people. I'm actually present in the places that are about relationship instead of production. That part is me, and it stays me, because nobody wants to build a relationship with an automation, and I would never ask them to. Then, once a week, one focused block. For me, it lands on a Saturday, about 2 hours, while the coffee's on and before the day opens up. This is the real steering. I set the week, the themes, the direction, a voice memo that becomes the content plan, and the corrections that go into the foundation my employees read. So I fix a thing once and never fix it again. 2 hours of setting the machine, and the machine runs the week. Add it up. A half hour most days, one focused 2 hour block, that's about 5 hours. And on the other side of those 5 hours, more than 100 pieces of content go out into the world across social platforms, the podcast, and the newsletter every single week. That ratio, 5 hours in and 100 plus pieces out, has nothing to do with being superhuman. It comes from one simple split. My hours steer. The workforce produces. If you're sitting there with a full life, wondering where you'd even aim your first 5 hours, don't guess at it. The free AI employee report at audit.seedandsociety.com, 11 questions, about 3 minutes, names the first AI employee to build based on where your business is actually losing money, time, or options. It's the exact thing I'd have wanted the first time I tried to start something around a demanding job. Now, the honesty, because the truth always holds nuance. 5 hours is my operating state. It was never my construction cost. Building this, teaching each employee my business, correcting it, earning enough trust to walk away and let it run, that was front-loaded, and it was real work, done in these same margins over time. Anyone who sells you 5 hours a week without telling you about the build first is selling you a fantasy. And hear this clearly. I am not telling you to bolt a second full-time job onto an already full life. The entire point is the opposite of that. This only works because the business no longer demands the hours a business used to demand. If it required 40, I could not do it, and I would not be here recommending it to someone whose life is as full as mine. This is the life for the person whose schedule is already spoken for. The nurse in Toledo with a small practice she can only touch after her shift. The account manager in Porto building the thing she actually wants, in the margins of the thing she does now. The consultant in Kumasi who refuses to quit a stable income to chase an idea and shouldn't have to. Not one of them needs to blow up their life to begin. They need 5 honest hours and a workforce that handles the other 40. Here's the bigger thing. And it's the reason I keep this show free. For as long as work has existed, starting something of your own meant a brutal choice. Risk the income you have for the thing you want, or keep the income and let the thing quietly die on a someday list. That choice has broken a lot of dreams that deserved better. What 5 hours a week really means is that the choice is finally softening. You can keep the stable ground under your feet and build the other thing at the same time because the other thing no longer needs all of you in order to exist. That is the risk of ambition coming down for everybody, and it's one of the most hopeful things I know about this moment we're living in. Here's where I want to leave you. Whatever your 40 hours are, a job, a practice, a family, a caregiving load, you are not disqualified from building something of your own just because your calendar is full. You were disqualified by an old equation that said the business needs all your hours. It doesn't anymore. It needs a clear 5. And a workforce you've taught well, that's more money. Because your income finally gets to grow past the hours you already sold to someone else. That's more time. Because the thing you're building stops competing with your job, your kids, and your rest for hours it simply doesn't need. And that's more options. because a business that runs on 5 hours a week is one you can hold alongside a career for as long as you want to. And it quietly becomes the thing that could let you choose differently someday on your own terms, never out of panic. Sign up for the newsletter at seedinsociety.com/newsletter and do one honest thing this week. Look at your calendar and find the 5 hours you'd actually protect for this. Not someday. This week, the real ones. Then leave a review and tell me where you found them and what you'd point them at first. I don't miss a single one, and those are my favorite messages to get. And send this episode to the person in your life who keeps saying they'd start if they only had the time. They have 5 hours. They just needed someone to prove it counts. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.